I think they are torturing the applicants, and not only torturing them, but they're annoying them. And you know, each year, day in, day out, these LAS, the local improvement scheme, this council, Donegal County Council, is writing out to the applicants seeking for them to put forward their maps. Now, these are area aid maps, agriculture maps, that they've been asked to put forward. And you know, they're asking them year in and year out. These people are on the same lane. They're requiring the same maps, and they're being asked every year to put either 2022, 2023 or 2024 maps forward. And this is going on each and every year. And, you know, the people's fed up of it, and quite rightly so. But what I'm asking here today, Donald, is for Donegal County Council to simplify the process, because we have people too that has the need for an LAS and maybe has only one map, and doesn't have a second map for the reasons being that maybe they've not drawn payments of the other grounds and they haven't got a second map for it. In other parts of the country, two herd numbers is all that's required. And I'm asking the Donegal County Council to simplify this as well and go back to the old way of going, where two herd numbers was sufficient enough. Then you had your roads engineer or your roads team went out. They determined if this was an agriculture lane and whether it was eligible for an LAS. Because, quite frankly, people are annoyed. And, you know, we have LAS coming up now shortly again. And, you know, there's that many lanes looking to get done, and the adequate funding's not coming for it. So we have to simplify it. And I went as far there as well today, Donald, of asking them to do away with LAS altogether and bring it in a grant format. Because I think it's the only way forward. Well, that means you have one, two, three, or four houses in the lane. This government should give each and every household a grant of which every 3 or 5 years, whether that's 2,000, 4,000, or 5,000 per household, and let them maintain their own lanes. Because I feel this is the only way going forward. Because the list is growing. We're the third highest in the whole country here in Donegal, with the third highest amount of LAS on the list. You know, and we need to simplify it. We need to get more lanes done, and the process at the minute is simply is not working.
And the reality is that those waiting lists are not going to get addressed in 1, 2, or 3 years' time. So people are putting in the same application year after year after year. And the other point is, of course, what's different between the lane you've applied for in 2021 versus 22, 23, 24, 25? Yet every year, the same process has got to go through, the same hoops have got to be jumped through. You believe that should stop as well?
That should stop, Donald. Definitely. We're, as you stated yourself, this is the same lane. It's the same maps. And this council is asking them each year, year in, year out, to submit their maps. They have submitted it the year before. Why do they need to submit it again? It's the same lane, the same maps. Simplify the thing. Stop annoying people. Stop torturing the people out there. We're there to represent them. We're trying to get as many lanes done as we can with the budget that's been allocated, which certainly is not enough. I think last year within Letterkenny area alone, there was only enough to cover three lanes. And I mean, that's not on. And that's why I believe, simplified. People that may have a shade, a lane, an agriculture lane going up, they have one herd number and they've only one map. They should be eligible as well for the scheme, because the reason being that they mightn't have the second map. In some cases where they don't have the second map, it's either the ground is leased out or the ground is, there's no entitlements been claimed on the ground. So we need to simplify it. We need to put everybody on a level playing field going forward. And that's what I'm asking for here today. Stop requesting maps year in, year out. Get your two herd numbers. Let the council go out then and determine if this is an agriculture need, if it's an agriculture lane, if it qualifies for LAS, and try and get them done.